my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 192 of my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast. And today's show is a very brief interview with WWE superstar, former United States champion, Rusev. It's nice that it is Rusev Day, so it is all working out very well. For those who didn't listen, I did put a podcast, or not a podcast, but the audio up of this interview on the My 1-2-3 Cents YouTube channel. I decided to share it here on the podcast because, quite honestly, the podcast has more reach than the My 1-2-3 Cents YouTube page does. So if you've already heard the interview, I apologize. I am going to throw in a few notes here as we record the open for this week's show before we get to Rusev. I want to talk a little bit, though, about that. Rusev will be among the WWE superstars who are in Southern Illinois in Carbondale at the SIU Arena on Monday, July 23rd, the day this show drops. So if you're listening to this after Monday, I apologize. But we do talk about the show that he is going to be a part of. I think the card has changed even again. Randy Orton has been added to the card since the original recording took place. I am excited because I will be at that show on Monday night. I'm looking forward to it for a number of reasons. It's the first WWE house show I've been to since 2009. So I've been to the Royal Rumble and several WrestleManias in that time, but this will be the first house show. And the house show experience has changed quite a bit from what I've heard through the years. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they have set up and ready to go for the fans at the SIU Arena. WWE interviews, when you schedule specifically through WWE, and I've had a few, Sheamus, Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston, Cesaro, all come to mind. They are very monitored. There is a spokesperson or there is a employee from WWE on the line as well during the course of the interview, and you get about 10 minutes, which I am very appreciative of. 10 minutes, you know, it goes by very quick, but, you know, it's better than just getting a minute or two. So I am very fortunate for the fact that they have allowed me to do these interviews. And I do them for the TV station that I work at, but I also use it then for additional content here on My 1-2-3 Cents because I can't use the full-length interview at the TV station. There's just simply not enough time in a newscast to run a 10-minute pro wrestling interview. So what I do is use part of it here on the podcast or YouTube or whatever. So that is kind of the description, if you will, of today's show and why it's going to be a shorter episode than usual. But I do appreciate getting Rusev's time. And we talk more, you know, we don't just talk about the show. We get into more about him a little bit, who his dream opponents. He drops two names, two WWE Hall of Famers, so be sure to stick around and listen to the interview in its entirety. Also, kind of happening this week, if you are listening this week, as Chad always likes to say over at Positive Cynicism, time is irrelevant in podcasting world, but for some dates that I'm dropping, it is relevant today, and that is CAPE Championship Wrestling returns on Saturday, July 28th, the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, and honestly, I have not looked to see the results, so I don't know who our champion is, but the NWA Championship will be on the line, and Austin Lane will be getting that opportunity. So it's going to be a great night over in Cape Girardeau. There's also a fatal three or a triple threat match. I don't know why I always want to call those fatal three ways. Anyway, a triple threat match for the CCW Heavyweight Championship and many other great matches. Be sure to check out Cape StrideProWrestling.com for those details. Stride Pro Wrestling, by the way, coming back with two big events in August. August 4th, we are going to be returning to John A. Logan College for a show. Several championship matches, all three Stride Pro Wrestling titles will be on the line. That includes the heavyweight championship as Tony Flood defends against former champ Jay Spade. Wraith defends the legacy title against Aaron Brooks. What personality will Aaron be that night? Well, you'll have to come out and find out and see. And the Midwest Monster Hunters get a championship match against Heath Hatton and Axe Allwort. These are all implications from the Stride Go Steel event back in May in Pinckneyville. Of course, Hatton and Allwort defended the titles in that cage and got out first. Jay Spade lost the heavyweight championship to Tony Flood. That is why Spade is getting his rematch. And then, of course, Aaron Brooks won that five-man event inside the steel cage to become the number one contender to the legacy title. A week later, on Saturday, August 11th, a very important show, a very big show. It's being held at the Duff Kingston Gymnasium at El Dorado High School. Bell time, a little different than usual. This one is at 7 o'clock, and it's called Wrestling for Sarah. Sarah Miles Keltner has cancer, and she is in the fight for her life. And so Stride Pro Wrestling, many of the guys on the roster are friends with Sarah and her family. She is a mother of three young children. And so we are coming together for this very special benefit show. There are a handful of sponsors who are already getting on board. If you would like to learn more information about how to sponsor or become a part of this show, let us know, because 100% of the proceeds, everything, is going back to the family. And can't stress that enough. It's a very important night. Kaylee Miles, who I believe is either Sarah's sister or sister-in-law, is going to be stepping through the ropes and wrestling for the very first time. And I've seen her in training, and I'm looking forward to her getting in the ring. Everything will be announced match-wise as we get closer to the event. But again, that is happening Saturday night, August 11th at 7 o'clock at El Dorado High School. Be sure to check it out. Your favorites will be there: Heath Hatton, Jay Spade, Wraith, Cash Borden, Farmer Billy Hills, Axe Allwort, Jerry Travelstead, Dexter Roswell, and the DR Party. I'm looking at the poster right now. They're all looking at me. So those guys will be there, plus many, many others will be on hand for the Wrestling for Sarah event on Saturday, August 11th. Be there. Also, check out some of our friends in the podcasting world. Of course, all the great shows here on jitterymonkey.com. We've got Positive Cynicism with Chad Smart. He's got some good shows coming up very soon. Go back and listen also to his show with his buddy Eric as they talk about Comic-Con. Eric is going, or has gone, I guess Comic-Con is over by the time you're listening to this. Chad went down for a day. I have not heard his official wrap of that, but Eric and Chad are doing a week or a monthly segment, or I guess segment. I don't know how to word that the right way. My brain is not working properly as I record this, but it's in addition to all the other features that Chad has on Positive Cynicism. He'll be making that a monthly one as well. Greg Mahochko and his buddy talk more about Comic-Con as well from a fan perspective in the latest episode of Nerds United. That is in my queue. I have not gotten to it as of the recording of this. And then Greg also hosts the Five Heart podcast, which is all about Nebraska Cornhusker athletics. There are, of course, my friends to the great north of us. I say great north as if it's in Canada. No, it's in Minnesota. The Skullbuster Wrestlecast. They have some great shows and an interesting friend, Bob Schulte, who extended an invitation or thought he was going to be a part of episode 200 here on my 123 cents. I actually wouldn't mind having Bob on sometime to kind of pick his brain and talk. He is an old school wrestling fan as well. And we'll have to maybe make some arrangements and see about making that happen. But he is a part of that and is part of also Battle Bowl and the guys over at Ring General Radio. Be sure to check out what they're doing. Battle Bowl forges on, continues on. I'm looking forward to round two. I did win my first round matchup, so looking forward to seeing who else is going to be advancing, and the guy who advanced, who I will be facing, is going to be tough. So, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm having fun with it. No matter what happens, it's fun, win, lose, or draw, no doubt about it. And then there is Cape Championship Wrestling announced team has a podcast, to several podcasts. It's on the Podzilla 1985 network over there in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. They do pro wrestling unscripted. Be sure to check that out as well. Dalton Anthony actually was the guest here last week on My 1-2-3 Cents. We talked about Gold Dust. He is a part of that Podzilla 1985 team as well. And speaking of Dalton, he was a part of some vignettes that we recorded recently. Not really vignettes. It's more of a little mini series of J. Wellington Beauregard. I'll leave it at that. Those episodes will start dropping on the Stride Pro Wrestling Facebook page. You can search strideprowrestling.com, and that'll take you directly to the Facebook page. I'll also have it up over on the My 1-2-3 Cents Facebook page as well. But those will start on Monday and continue for a few days into the week to kind of get people ready and prepared as Stride Pro Wrestling makes its return. But with all that being said, if you are coming to WWE at the SummerSlam Heatwave Tour, it is going to be, again, in Carbondale. Tickets are still available, by the way. If you're there, use the Snapchat code, or not code, the Snapchat filter. I've created a filter, a geo filter, for that night. It's going to be active from 7 p.m. until 11 p.m. at the SIU Arena. Use it, make a snap, screenshot it, and send it to me, either through Facebook or text it to me. Email it to me at my123cents@gmail.com, however you get it to me, and we'll throw them all into a hat, and we'll do a My123Cents prize pack for that as well. So use that snap code or that snap filter, and we'll have a good time. So without any further ado, let's stay tuned now for Rusev, and happy Rusev Day, everyone. I guess let's start off with the show that's coming up on Monday night, July 23rd, here in Carbondale, Illinois. Tell our viewers about WWE, the WWE Experience, if you will.
WWE Experience is not once in a lifetime, because you can always come back. But it's one of the best experiences out there. It's not the best. It's the ticket starts as low as $15 or $20, and it's a live show, and you get to see me on Rusev Day, which is very important, the most important holiday there is. And you're going to see like AJ and Nakamura and everybody, all the superstars right in front of you, and the best thing happening in town for sure.
Absolutely, and we're just, by the time this show rolls around, we'll be just over a week removed from Extreme Rules, and we're, of course, counting down to SummerSlam, which is coming up in August. Can you give us a preview or let us know who Rusev may be facing at this show?
Well, as of now, I believe they like to keep me on my toes, and sometimes they change the match at the last second, just because I'm so good and people, you know, get prepared for me. But as of now, I think I'm facing Jeff Hardy and Samoa Joe in a triple threat match.
Oh, wow.
And you know, SummerSlam is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, pay-per-view of the year. So people were, you know, you're in your A game, you're getting ready for a big pay-per-view. So get ready to see the best of what we have to offer.
You know, I was telling some friends of mine that WWE was coming to Carbondale because Southern Illinois is a relatively small area, comparatively speaking. People hear Illinois and automatically associate it with Chicago. But when I told them that WWE was coming here, they were like, well, who's going to be there? And I started naming off the superstars that would be here, and they were quite impressed. So this is really, you know, when WWE does, obviously, Monday Night Raw and SmackDown and the pay-per-view or the network specials, we have come to expect to see the big names. But you guys are traveling consistently year-round, you know, day in and day out, little towns, big towns, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We travel 300 days a year. We have shows 4 days a week, and there's one televised show, which is SmackDown Live on Tuesday. But on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we also have shows, there are local shows that every superstar that you see on TV, you get a chance to see live right in front of you.
So
it's obviously a family-friendly environment. WWE has really, for many years now, has been that form of entertainment. And as you mentioned, tickets low as $15 in some cases. So this is really something that could be affordable for folks to come out and enjoy.
Absolutely. And, I love when people come to me and say, I love watching like my grandpa and my grandma. They used to watch it back in the 80s and 90s. And now it brings families together. It bonds everybody. It's a PG, so it's for everybody. Can sit down together and watch it and discuss. And I like this guy. I like that guy. And what is the reasoning? And this is what I love the most about, telling these stories. And then, the family can sit down and discuss about it. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, back in 2014 when WrestleMania was in New Orleans for WrestleMania 30, I was there for the event, but also at Access, and got to meet you and Bailey, and Neville was there, and I believe Lana was there as well at the table. And it wasn't long after that that you were called up to the main roster. So you've obviously had some success on the NXT brand, but also now with WWE, former two-time U.S. champion. And now this Rusev Day has really taken off. Talk a little bit about the transition from going from NXT to where you are today, because your character, Rusev, has evolved and developed into quite a popular superstar.
It's a long, long road. Ever since, FCW, then NXT, and I was doing okay, but then finally I had a sit-down talk with one of the head coaches. He told me, man, you need to step it up, and I knew I had to, and I had nothing to lose, so I did a little bit of experimenting with my character, and finally found what's right for me. Everything started to click, and then Lana joined NXT, and it was from week one, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. God bless you, so of course. So he put us together, said, you guys are a perfect match. Both perfect Russians. She lived in Russia for 12 years, and I'm Bulgarian, and we're like, he compared it to Game of Thrones. I'll be the dragon, and she'll be Khaleesi, and she can just, send me whatever I want just to do damage. And that's the dynamic of women. And then we'll compare them all with Drago, from Rocky IV, of course. And everything clicked, and the day after WrestleMania 30, we debuted it, and on the main roster before, of course, we had the Royal Rumble before that,
sure.
The little tryout run, which is really, really funny, it was in Pittsburgh, and the day after WrestleMania, we debuted it, and we've never looked back ever since. Undefeated for a year, United States champion going into WrestleMania 31, when I rolled on the tank, finally faced John Cena for the second time, and unfortunately, we all have to lose sometimes, and that was my first ever defeat.
Wow. And I believe, if I remember correctly, that was Zack Ryder in New Orleans at Raw after Mania.
Right.
Yeah. Tell me about, you mentioned being on the road, roughly 300 days a year. Going from town to town, do you ever, I would imagine sometimes you just do kind of feel down or tired or burned out, but as they say, the show must go on, and you guys get in there, and you would never know it by seeing how the superstars get in there and excel at what they do.
Well, because we love performing. This is what we're in this business for, because we love to perform. We love the live audience. We love the instant reaction that we get. And I mean, travel is travel. It is what it is. And it comes with the territory. Mm-hmm. But if you don't love it, this business is not for you.
Yeah. Were you a product of NXT solely, or had you done other independents before you signed and started working with NXT / WWE?
So when I first came to the United States, 2005, I finally made my way to California and joined Knox Pro when they opened. I started with Rick Drazen, which was, he was an old school wrestler. Started with him, and then met Rikishi and Gangrel and Black Pearl, and they opened the school, Knox Pro, in California. So I joined that, and 2 years later, I got an opportunity. I never did any indie. I think I did about two indie matches. Their psychology was, if you do too many stuff, it can mess with your mind. There's a lot of bad stuff out there. So they kind of shielded me, put me under their wing, and taught me everything I need to know. Had a tryout 2010, and I got signed right away and sent to Florida to SCW.
Wow. Is there anyone on your wrestling wish list, if you will, that you would like to either get into the ring against, or, you know, maybe a past superstar or legend that you would have liked to have been around during their prime?
Always Hogan. Always number one Hogan. He was the man, he was the character that made me want to start wrestling and fall in love with this business. It's always Hogan. And the second is always going to be Kurt Angle. I think he's one of, or maybe the best of all time. So yeah, those are the two guys that I always wanted to wrestle. I finally got The Undertaker at the Greatest Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Which was a huge checklist. I've wrestled Triple H in South America, which was another like milestone of mine. So I've wrestled John Cena plenty of times.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm almost there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Hulk Hogan, you know, 80s Hulk Hogan, you would have been that perfect foil, that perfect villain for him. You know, kind of that shades of Nikolai Volkoff, Iron Sheik, you know, bad guy coming in from overseas. But I know we're running out of time. Rusev, it's great that this is actually falling on Rusev Day, which is, of course, July 23rd. Any other last-minute words you would have for fans who are watching that maybe considering coming out to Carbondale to the SIU Arena?
Well, you need to come and celebrate, because we all know Rusev Day, but it's not the same until you come up and actually join me and celebrate Rusev Day in Carbondale, you know, and let's get together, bring the signs, and let's have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It is all about having fun. It'll be a great event. Rusev, thank you so much for taking some time. I know you're busy with all this today. I do appreciate you spending a little time with us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Uh-huh. Have a great day.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.